That's awesome!
Way to go! Neato, okay?
Who sent you flowers on a pigeon?
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
I expect, as we head into this long weekend, there will be some hugs today. At least I'm hoping so. Bugs and Hugs every Friday at 10 o'clock, where phone and text lines are open for you at 1-877-332-8255. It's always a good idea, by the way, to throw that number into your contacts, because then it's a quick text for you. You don't have to think about the number. 1-877-332-8255. That is your cue to join, whether it's the conversation during open lines, Bugs and Hugs on a day like today. We do every Friday at 10 o'clock. Just give us a text, shoot us a call, let us know what is on your mind. Something good, something frustrating you, let us know. Lots of people, as we head into the weekend, talking about their plans for the weekend, which includes, for many farmers, staying in the field, getting that seeding done. It's well underway in the province, some parts much further ahead than others, because sadly they had drier conditions. And I say sadly because most farmers want to have the moisture cause them a bit of a delay getting out there if you've got moisture in the ground. But I know in that southwest part of the province, it's been dry. And so the seeding in parts of the province is already done. But boy, the rain would be welcome. Will we get rain this weekend? Well, at this point, not looking like a ton. I got a story. I'm going to tell you a story today to start off Bugs and Hugs, because it just happened to me the other day. So this basically is about, we've got a dog. And our dog, Mike, is a mini Dachshund. So you can picture him, right? Now, if I back up a little bit, before we got Mike, we had Kahlua. Kahlua was a chocolate lab, obviously a much bigger dog. And Kahlua, we would let Kahlua outside in the backyard go on walks, and it didn't matter if it was 40 above or 40 below. She loved it. She was playing in the snow. She was whatever. She loved being outside. She would find a little shady spot if she needed and whatever. Mike, he can be a little cantankerous, this guy. He's only 2 years old. But you can picture him, right? Like, he's a mini Dachshund. He's not very big. He goes outside, and if it's hot, he's whiny about it. If it's raining, he's whiny about it. In the wintertime, he's whiny about it. So Jody keeps wanting to get him a doghouse. We need to have a doghouse. And she, bless her, always feels as though, just with this odd scrap pieces of wood that we have around, well, Evan, couldn't you make a doghouse out of these three pieces right here? No, I'm not MacGyver. I'm not fashioning a doghouse out of a 3 foot long 2x4 and an old piece of OSB laying in the corner of the garage. So yesterday, I'm actually driving on my way out of Saskatoon, down Clarence towards Grasswood, and there's, you know, those acreages that are there. And there's one acreage, as I'm driving by, there's a doghouse for sale, $100. And as I drove by, I thought, that thing looked pretty good. It looked pretty sturdy. Pull a U-turn, go back into the driveway, get out, take a look at it. There's a phone number on the bottom. I give him a call. He says, yeah, it's actually not at my house. It's at my buddy's house, which is such a Saskatchewan thing. So I go up to the door, knock on the door to talk to his buddy, who says, yeah, $100. You want the doghouse? He comes out, helps me load it, recognizes my voice while we're talking, says, hey, are you Evan Bray? So anyway, yeah, we have that conversation and we load the doghouse in. So I'm sending a hug out to my friend who I just met yesterday, who built the most remarkable doghouse for our spoiled dog, Mike, which will be in the backyard as of today for him. 1-877-332-8255. What do you got for me? A bug? A hug? Cameron in Regina says, I got a doozy of a bug for you. I received my property tax assessment from the city of Regina yesterday, and I got an incredible increase of $700. So I guess if I won $80 million, I would pay my property taxes with a smile. Maybe even leave a nice tip. Cameron in Regina, 1-877-332-8255. Greg in Regina, bugged by Carla Beck in the NDP. Greg says, she criticizes Scott Moe for not putting out the flames of separation in Saskatchewan, but doesn't offer an alternative solution. Quick to criticize, but not offering a well-thought-out solution to the problem. Greg, thanks for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are officially open. What would you like to talk about? Could be good, could be bad. It's up to you. It's Bugs and Hugs. Don in Saskatoon, start us off. What do you got on your mind today?
Well, Evan, I'm not too sure if it's a bug or a hug, but I really appreciate what the city of Saskatoon is doing in respect to, you know, cleaning up streets. I think it's, you know, they're doing a real good job. What I can't figure out is why they don't bring a water truck in behind and clean all that dust residue off the streets that everything is that's left behind.
Right. Give them a quick splashdown is what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, you know, they clean it up, but, you know, there's a lot of dust that's still left in behind and they could just wash that away.
Mm-hmm. If they could time it with a good rain, it solves everything at once. I'm guessing it's just the extra cost of not just the water, but the people to go out and do it is probably the reason why not. But I know what you're saying, because if you live on a street with that, even though it's cleaned up, that dust kicks up and it doesn't go away.
Well, they use a water truck out front, so why can't they just bring another water truck in behind?
All right. Well, you're right. You did have a bug and a hug today, and thanks for starting us off that way, Don. 1-877-332-8255. I knew we'd get a couple of hugs today. I'm sure that was going to happen. I've got Josiah from North Battleford. Did I say that right?
It's Josiah.
Josiah, okay, good stuff. Well, thank you very much for joining. What have you got for a hug today?
I have a hug for Rose Marking Devices in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
What's your hug? Why are you sending a hug out to them?
I am very impressed with their stamps they make.
What kind of stamps are you getting made?
Well, the traditional stamps, they're unchanged.
Mm-hmm.
They started back in 1949.
Rose Marking Devices in Saskatoon.
It's like walking into an old store from way back when. It's just a beautiful shop. And you've got the stamps on the little display racks. Yep. It is worth going there.
Okay, well, you've got me intrigued. I'm intrigued enough that I'm going to have to make a stop at Rose Marking Devices in. Thank you very much for sharing that. 1-877-332-8255. Another big hug coming from Garth in Saskatoon. Good morning, Garth. Thanks for calling in. What have you got for me today?
Good morning. Actually, two hugs. We were at the Jim Pattison Gala for the Children's Hospital last Friday.
Right.
And hats off to what they do. It was just a great event. Everything was just so good about it. The people and what they put on, they did a heck of a job.
Good stuff.
So, little story about what happened to my grandson there. They had a little contest and there was 850 people there, and so the contest was we weed out the crowd as it goes along. There was four left at the end, so they called him up on close to the stage, and my grandson was in there with three other people, and they flipped the coin and you call heads or tails, and so he was out first round, and a couple won the trip. It was a trip to where anywhere in North America where Canada flies.
Yep.
So. We went back to our table and the guy won his trip. The couple came to our table and he gave the trip to my.
Wow. Your grandson?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. How great is that, Garth?
Very.
Oh my gosh.
Such a great gesture. And so I just want to put a big hug there. Can I give their names?
Of course.
It's Colin and Stephanie Weiss from Plenty.
Oh, wow. Well, and, Colin and Stephanie, what a beautiful thing. How old's your grandson, Garth?
He's six.
What a great thing. Wow, that's awesome.
I got to convince him to take me on the trip. Probably not
going to happen. That's the key, is you got to take Grandpa with you for sure. Garth, what a great story. First of all, you're right, the Jim Pattison Gala, it's always a great fundraiser and a great event for sure for an incredible cause. But, wow. What a beautiful gesture. 6-year-old gets the trip. anywhere. Wow. That's awesome. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues. Lots of opportunity for you to get in and give me your thoughts. What is it that's on your mind? We are, why don't we take our first break? I know we've got a number of people lined up on the phones, which is great. So don't go away. I got Ian, I got Tom, I got Barry. Don't go away. Al, I see you on the line there as well. It's like Gromper Room. I'm going to take your calls, but we'll take our break. We'll come back. Bugs and Hugs continues right until 11 o'clock here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Bugs and Hugs. As I note, a big hug is being sent out, Ralph, from Prince Albert to all the firefighters up north, fighting the fires around Rainbow Lodge for days now. Everyone's place still standing up there, but lost some beautiful scenery, of course, around the lakes as a result of the fire. So, Ralph, thanks for bringing that up to our attention, because it is, boy, I'll tell you, we've got firefighters that have been going now for consecutive days for a long time. And there's still, I think, as we speak, four active fires, wildfires or forest fires that are burning in the province that have not been contained. A number of active fires. I can't remember what the number is. I don't have it in front of me, but I wanted to say there was 16. I just checked the map this morning before I started on the show. So, Ralph, good on you for bringing that forward. And, boy, if we're talking about fires and devastating things, how about our friends to the east of us in Manitoba, Lac Da Bonnie particularly? If you've seen some of the visuals from there, I saw a fellow interviewed yesterday who was in tears because he didn't think he was going to get out. He left it too late. He was gathering too many things, and I think gave some good advice to many people. If you find yourself in an evacuation notice, grab the essentials and go. He spent a lot of time lingering, he and a neighbor, and then almost got surrounded by the smoke, made it impossible. He talked about driving with his vehicle door open so he could see the road. It was that thick of smoke, but then, of course, the smoke is billowing in your car. And he was emotional. He was crying as he was talking about this. They lost two people. Two people perished in that fire around Lac Da Bonnie. So we're thinking of them today, and we certainly are sending out a hug and appreciation for our firefighters. Ralph, thanks for sending that in. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Ian in Saskatoon. How's it going today, Ian?
Not too bad.
That's good.
The door, there's no smoke out there. I like that.
Yeah, yesterday there was a bit of smoke, I noticed, in Saskatoon, but not yet today, but we'll see. What's got you bugged today, Ian?
Well, I'm looking at my phone, okay? You hit the weather icon, and we have a family member and a neighbor who have cabins at Candle Lake. So, right. You know, you're looking at the weather. So on Wednesday, it says it's going to a 40% chance of rain, and then when you look at the quantity, it says a millimeter. Well, that's 1/25th of an inch. That's like the sweat off a bee flying by.
Trace amount, yeah.
Yeah, like I don't understand how they can come up with that amount. Like who puts out the weather forecast? Like whether it's on your iPhone or on TV or on the radio, is it Environment Canada? Is it somebody local?
We get ours from Environment Canada, and I know that's the app that I have on my phone, so a lot of people will use that as well. But how they determine, I mean, the probability of rain, I get the amount of rain. You know, I agree with you, because if it's a 40% chance and it's a 0.1 millimeter, it's a couple of drops.
Yeah. And do you mind if I throw a hug in?
Sure.
Okay, so I called into you a while back, and I was complaining about the lights burnt out on the South Bridge.
Right, I remember.
And I guess there's actually a number of lights all over the city that are out. Instead of just complaining on Facebook and to you on CKOM, I actually contacted City Hall, and I got a response, an emailed response back from a manager at City Hall explaining that they had an issue with some product and that they're getting new, they can't get replacement because of, you know, what's the chain of, you know, like, movement of product.
Right, so right. Supply chain. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and then so they're getting new product. And but it's a logistics thing for when can you shut down roads and, you know, detours and things. And I was quite impressed to actually get an explanation.
For sure.
Yeah, so that's a hug out to this.
Absolutely area. It is, Ian. And doesn't it make a difference when you get an explanation? A little bit of communication helps build understanding, and understanding builds this, you know, this easing of the frustration that you feel in those cases. So not only do I appreciate you calling in back when you did to talk about what the problem was, but the follow-up is good. Good on the city of Saskatoon. It's nice to hear the positive stories like that. Great follow-up from a city manager. Thanks for sharing, Ian. 1-877-332-8255. Now, we're going to stay with the topic of Saskatoon. Tom in Choiceland is here. What's got you bugged today, Tom?
Well, I'm surprised that the people in Saskatoon are so worried about that they got one bridge shut down. Well, don't you got like about nine there? Well, we got one in Prince Albert, and I live an hour out of Prince Albert. And if that bridge shuts down, I'm kind of screwed, okay? So that's kind of a big deal to me. They've been talking about building another bridge in PA for years and years and years, and the South Party government isn't doing anything to build another bridge here.
I know that there's been talk about building a second bridge in PA, and I don't know where that is at. I will, though, go back to the Saskatoon Broadway bridge being shut down. If you don't use it, if you're not driving in the area, you're not going to be affected by it. But trust me, for the people that are affected by it, it's thousands of cars a day, thousands of vehicles a day that cross that bridge. And as a result, people are very much complaining about what the traffic congestion is like, especially in the downtown area with that bridge, because that's a big outlet for people to get out of or into the downtown. With that shut down, there's some congestion problems. I'm hearing people about. People are talking about changing their work day, working later so that they can avoid that rush hour traffic. It's that bad. Or trying to get into work earlier in the day so they can leave earlier and, again, avoid that time of the day. So it's been something that we have heard about exclusively and extensively, I would suggest, over the last little while. 1-877-332-8255. Do I have time for one more? Probably not. We're close to our deadline. So, Jack, don't go away. Jack, I'm going to get to your call next. I know I got Barry there as well. 1-877-332-8255. People are frustrated about the alert system. Random alerts for places far away. A violent criminal. Saskatoon averages 10 a day. This is starting to feel like the boy who cried wolf. We'll miss an actual tornado or incoming missile because we're conditioned not to check. That's Nick. Thank you so much for the text. Trent in Saskatoon. Exactly the same thing. Basically frustrated, sending out a bug about the large number of alert descriptions, and it's watering down the potential value of that system. Thanks for your texts. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Woo! Come on, everybody, give it up!
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying?
There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids. Until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
So we were getting a number of people texting in about the alert that just came over their phone and through radio and TV. Lots of people were texting in actually bugs about saying we get so many of these alerts. It's like the boy who cried wolf. The alert that just came out, they're calling it a civil emergency from the Loon Lake area. Male with a gun last seen on Island Lake First Nation, 11 o'clock last night. Michael Bouvier, 24 years old, 5'7", 215 pounds. Brown eyes, black hair, might be in a black Dodge Caravan or a black Dodge Journey. And they say he might have a gun. So they're basically putting that out for that area. And that civil emergency alert is what just went out. So that is what precipitated the bugs that were coming in about the number of alert calls that people are getting on their phones. 1-877-332-8255 is the number for Bugs and Hugs. Alex with a bug. The continued story about the river and the sandbars is getting on my nerves. Alex says Diefenbaker supplies 60% of the province's drinking water, as well as irrigating millions of dollars worth of crops, plus dozens of parks and campgrounds. Yes, it's unfortunate that rowing clubs can't paddle and the prairie lily can't float, but there are far bigger issues that take precedent in regard to managing the lake and river levels. Alex, thanks for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Hey, here's a nice one too. Cindy in Saskatoon with a text. She talks about a school administrative assistant who she remembers who was always very joyful. She spoke with lots of smile in her voice. Her voice radiated joy. Cindy says that that was the very first time that she heard joy as someone's voice, and it really struck her. She then is saying, I've found that in someone else, and it's Brittany Cafe. So Brittany, of course, is a feature reporter for CKOM and for our radio station, and she does all kinds of cool reports, and she tells lots of great provincial stories and from a variety of different angles. Well, Cindy says, although I've never met her, talking about Brittany, I would guess that she loves what she does and that currently being the reading of her CKOM stories that she puts together, covering the life of others. Listen in to Brittany and you'll know what I mean, says Cindy. So that's a nice compliment for our friend Brittany, who we do get to work with and listen to her great storytelling regularly here on this radio station. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to start with Jack in Regina. Good day, Jack. Happy Friday. You've got a bug for me? What is it?
Well, I got a bug and a hug, if that's okay.
Sure.
The first one is our Alberta neighbors and the government, Danielle Smith, who says she's got a minimum 15% referendum on provincial separation. And I wish she would just focus on the dangers that we're facing with tariffs and the manic president from the south, and get on with national unity and national cooperation and stop this stuff about Alberta doesn't like what's going on, we're leaving. And the hug I have is thank goodness for all the First Nations chiefs in Alberta, the Cree Nation, the Blackfoot, whoever, were making pronouncements by written form letters to the government saying, you don't own the land, we have sovereign treaty agreements before Alberta was created, and the rest of the land is federal national parks. You have no land to move out of Canada. Thank goodness for that. And also a little hug to Scott Moe. He's not playing copycat policy anymore with Daniel Smith in Alberta. He's not saying, oh, us two, we're gonna separate from Canada as well. Thank goodness we've got a little bit of sane and sober thought in our own government.
Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that, Jack. Now, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that can be the same for thoughts. So you've got Jack saying, I'm bugged by what's going on to our neighbors next door. I got Larry on another line from Saskatoon, and you want to send a hug out to Alberta and Premier Smith.
Oh, yes, indeed.
So tell me the details of your hug, Larry.
We're fraternal twins. Alberta and Saskatchewan. We have shared values. We believe in natural rights, being born free, life, liberty, property rights, being a good neighbor. We, you know, don't lie, don't steal, don't kill. And Alberta, they have a recall legislation. We should have that too. We, you know, let's just demand it and get it done.
Mm-hmm. So do you think they're gonna hit this referendum vote sooner rather than later, Larry?
Well, what Danielle Smith did is she made it a reasonable referendum. So you could have a referendum on what the people want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. And just by issue. Are you talking by lowering the threshold and broadening the number of days?
Yes, yeah. That makes it a democratic process where mm-hmm. you can resolve things by having free and open discussions and vote, which is what democracy is supposed to be about.
Larry, thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Edwin in Regina, a bug that you have that I think a lot of people probably can relate with. What is it, Edwin?
Well, you know, I just got on the ring road to come to the northwest end of town. I got on a McDonald Street. I got just past the Winnipeg overpass, and they've got a sign saying 100K. 3 car lengths down the road, there's a 60K sign. 1 or 2 lanes to cover it up by 100K. I go further down the road to Albert Street where the construction's going on, and, you know, we don't put any signs down. We're not working, so why is it 60K? There's
so,
no consistency.
So it's just to confirm what you're saying, Edwin, is the construction zone is there, but nobody's working.
That's right.
Yeah. You're not the only one that calls in this bug. I've had this many, many times on the show saying, look, why can't, if they're not working, why can't they tip the signs down so they're not in play and you can just drive at the speed limit? There's logistical reasons. I know I've sat in on safety meetings through the years and I've heard why they talk about equipment and, you know, having people in that zone. Sometimes there's loose gravel. Sometimes there's extenuating reasons why they want to keep it slow, even if the workers aren't present. Doesn't change the back. It's frustrating. And I've felt it myself. I'm sure many, many have. Barry in Regina, thanks for calling in. Bugs and hugs. What have you got for me on this Friday?
A bit of a bug, you know, and a hug. I mean, I thank God the city's kind of trying to think in the right direction here with regards to the old Taylor Field site. They got $21 million, I think, committed from the federal government. I think that's where it's from. So let's be smart. We don't need a park with grass and all this other stuff. It's just going to be a hangout for the drug abuse, the homeless, the whole works. The province needs to kick in another 21 or 40 million, whatever it takes, build a homeless building there. Build a drug addiction building there. Bring a mental health building there. Do something that's going to be more productive.
What about even housing, Barry? At one time, they talked about using that as housing.
Well, I agree. And, like, we got a mayor that's just, like, I mean, the guy is about as exciting as a snail.
But Barry, just let me push back a little bit. Do we need our mayor to be exciting?
Well, we need him to at least talk to people and make decisions.
Well, he's still pretty new in the job.
Listen, in life, you get a job, you go to work.
Okay, well, might have to put this to Mayor Baczynski next time he's in. But yeah, what they're going to do and what they're going to develop there, your point is well taken, Barry. I mean, I think there needs to be some strategy around that. That old Taylor Field site could be a great way to use, you know, whether it's housing, could be low-income housing, it could be assisted housing. Barry talks about the possibility of, is there a way that you can help people who need help with addictions or mental health or provide some services to people that would benefit, especially given the location of it. Many people would suggest that is a good location for it. So next time we have the mayor in, exciting or not, I will ask Mayor Baczynski his thoughts and vision of what they're going to do in developing that site. 1-877-332-8255. Why don't we take a break? Just before we do, I will mention that we've been following this case. So this is the sexual assault trial of those 5 hockey players. The 14-person jury was discharged this morning by the judge. The judge says, at this time, it's been determined that it would be appropriate to discharge the jury. I know you've invested 4 weeks in the trial. We thank you for that, but you're free to go. And the trial will proceed as a judge-only trial. We learned a little bit more details from Kevin Martell as to why that happened. I reached out to Brian Pfefferly, who, of course, criminal trial lawyer we've had on this show many times, about can a judge do that? What does this look like? He sent me a text back. He's in court, but he sent me a text back. I'll share that with you when we come back on Bugs and Hugs here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
That's nice!
That's awesome!
Way to go! Neato, gang!
Oh, that's
just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Good morning and welcome to the wrap-up of Bugs and Hugs today. A couple of breaking stories that we're following. You probably may have got that dangerous person alert that just came out through phones, through the radio, through TV. Saskatchewan RCMP issued a dangerous person alert in the area of Loon Lake. They're looking for a suspect, an armed adult male who is said to have a gun. Michael Bouvier is his name, 24 years old, 5'7", 215 pounds. Could be in a Dodge Caravan, black in color, or a black Dodge Journey. Might be with a female by the name of Jasmine Iron. So basically, they're saying be cautious. Don't pick up hitchhikers. Don't approach suspicious people. And if you see something that doesn't sit well with you, you should call 911, report it immediately to the police. So that's that. The other thing that we've been following this morning is the 14-person jury in that sexual assault trial of the five hockey players has been discharged. The judge in the case made it known this morning that she determined it was appropriate to discharge the jury. She thanked them for their time, said you're free to go, and the trial will proceed by judge only. Now, Kevin Martell has been doing some follow-up work on this. It appears as if the jury, or at least some of the jury members, were not liking what they felt to be judgmental and discourteous looks from some of the defense lawyers. They wrote a note to the judge saying they weren't feeling as if things were good. The defense lawyers were shooting them judging looks, were laughing, were whispering about the jury as they would come out every day. They weren't feeling good. And so the judge, the reports we're getting, the judge, based on that, tells the jury they're free to go. So my question was, I know that when a trial is being prepared to go ahead, defense, there is a decision that needs to be made as to whether or not they will proceed by judge or jury. In this case, they clearly chose to go the route of jury. If the judge dismisses the jury, does it have to be with the consent of the defense counsel? Was my question. So my go-to guy, my phone a friend, is Brian Pfefferly, who, by the way, is in court as he's texting me back, says, I can't take a call, but here's what I can tell you. If the entire jury is discharged, the judge can declare a mistrial or, in some circumstances, proceed with a judge-alone trial. Basically, they need defense consent. There are almost no exceptions to that. And he said they did consent in this case. So the defense lawyers consented to the jury being dismissed, and now the trial will continue, so they don't have to redo any testimony. It will continue based on the fact the judge has been there the entire time. So the judge has heard all of the testimony, but it will be a judge-only trial going forward. We'll continue to follow this along, and no doubt not only our newsroom, but the Green Zone will continue to follow this and report on this as we move forward. I know I saw a text from Roly in Turtleford, says the jury discharged. Was it because there was fear they were going to bring back a decision that the public wanted? Question mark. Sounds fishy. I don't think it was that, Roly. I think there was a little more to it than that. Okay. I want to get back to the phones. I know I've got some callers here. I'm going to grab Dave in Regina. Thanks for calling in, Dave. How are you today?
Good, Evan. How are you today?
Good, good. You've got some concerns and a bug. What is it, my friend?
Well, I'll tell you what, you talked about Mayor Baczynski, and this got me on the phone to you. I'm very, very concerned about the lack of information, lack of transparency out of our city hall about the fact that our two senior city officials are no longer working. We have the city manager on some sort of a leave. Three senior people under her were dismissed by the city. Your successor, the chief of police, is under investigation. And yet nobody seems to know anything. There seems to be no hurry to get the chief of police back to work or dismissed or whatever the problem is. And I just think that, I realize there's privacy rules and laws in effect here, Evan, but I think that, the public is entitled to some information, some transparency, and some honesty and what the plan forward is from the city.
Mm-hmm. When I had Mayor Bushinsky on last week, I asked him the question about the chief of police, and he said the information will come out, but they have to wait for the investigation to be done. He couldn't give me a timeline on that, so that's that point. In terms of the city manager, I think they are holding their cards close on that. They're saying it was a personal request for a leave that came in. So at this point, we don't know much more than that. When will we know? I don't know. It seems like, yeah, there's lots of dust kicked up around the city right now in terms of some of these senior city positions, but not a lot of answers that have come through. So, Dave, thanks for the call. Sorry, I can't give you much more other than we'll continue to ask the mayor when I have him on here on a monthly basis if there are any new updates to that. Great discussion today on Bugs and Hugs, and our friend Belton Johnson is standing by, chomping at the bit, if you will. Excuse the pun. It's Eaton Time, coming up with Belton just after 11. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.